producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here on the radio waves to bring up whatever it is you want to talk about. Of course, we bring things to talk about as well. The We Tonight includes me, Ian.
And Friar Rich.
Yes, Rich Paul joining me here. Our toll-free number, we'll give that to you. Also, our Skype as well. And I got some stuff that I think will be up your alley, Rich, considering that you are the founder of the 420 Foundation, correct?
It's true.
Which is, does what? What is the goal, the purpose of the 420 Foundation?
The purpose of the 420 Foundation is to completely repeal marijuana prohibition, including getting it out of the criminal code and getting it out of the tax code.
A worthy goal. And now, is that something that is a New Hampshire focus? Because that seems to be where it is most active. Or is it something you want to take nationwide or what?
Well, we do focus on New Hampshire, but I would love to, if there are people wanting to do, we've mostly been working through civil disobedience, because there were already a couple of organizations, Normal and the Marijuana Policy Project, doing kind of mainstream advocacy. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in doing this in other cities, we had a lot of fun with it in Keene, so I would love to hear from people and have them start doing smokeouts elsewhere. But it's mostly been focused in New Hampshire. It's a ministry of the Church of the Invisible Hand, which is kind of a New Hampshire thing. Mm-hmm. Mostly, although we do have a Bishop of Ohio. Hey, Virgil.
That's right. So I figured we'd start off with this story here by Ring of Fire Radio, which is kind of a lefty talk radio show, but that this is where the news is coming from. An anti-marijuana New York assemblyman has been arrested for marijuana possession after an officer stopped him for a traffic violation. New York State Assemblyman Stephen M. Katz, a Republican from Mohegan Lake, was pulled over for speeding when a police officer found a small bag of marijuana on Thursday. Katz was arrested with unlawful possession of marijuana, punishable by a fine of up to $100. And New York has seen some decriminalization, I believe. I don't remember when it went into effect there, but you know, $100 fine for a bag of marijuana is definitely decriminalized compared to like what it is here in New Hampshire, where you've got a misdemeanor charge for almost any amount.
That could be either decriminalization or it could be just be penalty reduction. Which
What's the
is,
difference?
Penalty reduction, you're reducing the penalty, but it would remain a misdemeanor on your record.
Oh, I see.
If it was completely decriminalized, then it would become, in New Hampshire, they call them violations.
Yep.
And in Michigan, they call them civil infractions. And so, those are things like traffic tickets, which are not crimes per se, but
they're not criminal code.
Yeah, if you have a speeding ticket, it's not considered a criminal record. It's considered a civil infraction.
So here you go. So that's interesting. I never really thought of it that way. I just figured any reduction in criminal penalty, even if it was just a fine reduction, would be considered decriminalization. You're saying it's only decrim if it reduces from a class to a different class, so from felony to misdemeanor or misdemeanor to violation? Because I would consider it decrim if you take a felony charge. Like they tried here in New Hampshire recently. There was a very successful, at least at the House level, decrim bill that took down the penalties for like large possession of marijuana, like pounds and pounds of it. That tried to take it down from, I don't know, like 15 years to 7 or something like that. I consider that to be decrim. You're saying that's only a penalty reduction.
Yeah. I mean, you could call it decriminalization. Well, back in the day, it was generally more specific, mm-hmm. and so they were literally talking about moving it from the criminal code to the civil code. But then again, they've coined the term over-criminalization, and so which talks about, you know, making things criminal that should not be criminal, but it also talks about having too harsh penalties in America, which is, you know, one of the reasons that we have the highest prison population in the world is, in some cases, we have some extraordinary mandatory minimums that are just insane. So, you know, to the extent that that's over-criminalization, then I guess you could say that that reducing the penalties could be considered partial decriminalization. I guess you True. Could use it in either sense now.
So you got penalty reduction, decriminalization, legalization, and then repeal of prohibition, which is the golden chalice, the ultimate destination for those of us who love the ideas of freedom and want to see the war on drugs end. You know, mm-hmm. I think I can speak for you on this one, Rich. We don't want to see the government having control of cannabis or any other drug at all, right?
No. And basically, once you get to the point where if you want to say you need it for medical or for spiritual purposes, you can have it and you can grow it, then I'm pretty much happy. You know, those are to me the biggest things. But I want to see it completely. Well, and sales.
Not everybody wants to grow.
Sales is very important.
Not everybody's got the green thumb. They don't have what it takes to, you know, to grow it or whatever.
It's true. What concerns me is the right to sell without the right to grow tends to lead to corporatism, mm-hmm. and those entrenched monopolies that are created, like dispensaries,
right.
may well find that it's in their best interest to keep marijuana as illegal as possible so that they can benefit more from their licenses. And that's happened
in California,
where medical growers fought against further decriminalization efforts. And so,
terrible. How dare they?
Yeah, it's insane. And it's not like there's not enough market, you know? There's going to be plenty of people. There are going to be enough recreational users in California if and when they get it. And I don't know. They might already have it. I haven't been watching
California.
No,
they don't have recreational there.
Okay.
But medical
is
so easy to get.
It will expand the market so much.
Yeah.
That huge expansions of growers and new growers entering the field, and the established medical growers will already have the advantage.
That's true.
So
and
I
it'll
think
long
term they're hurting themselves.
Yeah, I think so too. It'll also drive prices down, so it'll be good for everybody to actually have recreational. Because it's pretty easy to get the medical card in California, from what I understand. There's, you know, one stop doctors who will just hand out prescriptions like candy, is my understanding. So, you know, you could argue that sort of through the system, through the medical system, it's relatively close to recreational in that it's not hard to get the medical card, and further, it's very unenforced in a lot of places as far as you're walking down the street smoking pot. Odds are good the cops aren't going to do anything about it.
Well, I mean, that depends. One objection that I have to medical being used that way is that I'm sorry.
Space it. No worries. We'll come back to it. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, the anti-marijuana politician in New York, one of them, has been busted for having marijuana. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So he received his summons. He got up to $100 fine. And shortly after the arrest, he issued a statement, quote, "This should not overshadow the work I have done over the years for the public and my constituency. I am confident that once the facts are presented, that this will quickly be put to rest." Whatever that means. And by that, does he mean he'll pay the $100 fine and settle the matter? Because
I can't imagine what that could mean, unless he's going to, you know, throw his son under the bus or something. I don't know if he has a kid.
Yeah, I guess you could argue that a lot of these drug possession laws do require knowing possession of the product. So he could I suppose he could argue that he didn't realize it was there, depending on where they found it. If they found it on his person, then that won't look good for him, but I suspect they didn't do that.
Oh, and the objection that I'd forgotten is I don't like the idea of creating a registry of marijuana users.
Yeah, good point. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some interesting perspective on Venezuela. Your calls about whatever's on your mind are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. And maybe you have a small business. Maybe you're thinking about starting a small business. You're probably going to need some business cards. So we'd like to send you to Vistaprint. You go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. It's a fantastic deal, and it's super easy to actually go through the process of customizing your own cards. Now, obviously, you know, you can use their pre-rendered templates, but you can also upload your logo to one of Vistaprint's design. You can customize text, colors, backsides. You can even upload your own custom design as well. So whatever you want your business card to look like, Vistaprint can help you. They've even got fancy finishes available as well. So you can upgrade to brilliant finishes like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. So you can really have a nice looking card through Vistaprint. And you get a great discount up to, again, starting at just $9.99, 500 business cards by using code FTL over at Vistaprint. And they guarantee you'll love your products every time or they will make it right. In fact, they've got an amazing customer service experience and even custom design services. So if you need somebody to assist you with designing a card, they can help you with that as well. Again, Vistaprint.com, code FTL, get you those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. As we continue here, it's Ian and Rich Paul in the studio. Let's go to Starchild in San Francisco. Starchild, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Starchild. Hey. Great to hear from you.
Right on. Thank you.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Awesome to connect with you guys. Yeah, I know this issue comes up every so often, and I wanted to talk about voting and the reasons that I think people should vote in government elections for pro-freedom candidates.
Because there are a lot of people in the liberty movement who are very vehemently anti-voting. So, yeah, what would you say to those folks?
Yeah, I would say there's a number of arguments. One is a solidarity argument. You know, like I'm happy to support voluntarist or anarchist initiatives that, you know, are totally outside the system or whatever. And, you know, I think that folks who are anarchist, voluntarist, and aren't involved in political parties, you know, it doesn't take that much time and effort to, you know, once a year or so go and vote. You can look at it as a form of a harm reduction or damage control. And creating more space for people in civil society and technology to move things in a pro-freedom direction. Another thing is it's not sending a clear signal when you don't vote. You know, people don't vote for all kinds of reasons, mostly out of apathy. And the people who don't vote out of principled commitment to freedom, just, you know, their voices get lost in all that noise. They're not sending any kind of clear message. And even if they did, you know, it's like, it's never going to stop people from voting because the value of the votes, the monetary value of the votes increases the fewer people vote. You know, it's like when you look at the amount they spend per vote in elections, you know, the higher that number goes up, you know, the more they're going to, you know, put money into getting people to vote. And so the number's never going to, you know, really reach zero just for mathematical reasons that anybody should.
It's impossible. I mean, it's almost impossible. There are some elections where there have been zero votes, but those have been weird flukes in very small towns where even the people running for whatever reason couldn't make it to the polls that day, and the government keeps going. I mean, the idea that if you stopped people from voting that the government would just all of a sudden stop doing what they do, which is, of course, threatening and taxing and extorting from people, is ridiculous.
Right.
It has never happened. And, of course, you can always count on the bureaucrats to go out and vote. I mean, they are a solid voting bloc. They will go out every single time to vote for their system. You can count
on it.
Right.
Yeah, and although they pay lip service the idea of like, oh, everybody should vote and so forth, I'm pretty confident, you know, that what they would really prefer is that people who are going to vote against their agendas and so on stay home
and
not vote.
Absolutely.
You know, what's
I mean, I can prove that
really
one.
To do.
I can prove that one for you, Starchild. Here in Keene, as you know, we're here, Rich and I and a bunch of other people all across New Hampshire are here for the Free State Project. And every year there's a school board meeting that's like the most important school board meeting of the year. And we'll send in about 10 Free Staters into this meeting. And there's about 100 people that attend the meeting. So we don't have enough of a voting block to actually stop any of the, you know, the tax increases or whatever it is that they're proposing. They basically propose a number of warrant articles that will be voted on later on. And so, you know, all these 70 out of the 100 or 80 out of the 100 are teachers or their direct family members who attend and or school employees. And then another 10 are probably the most interested people in the community who don't actually work for the school. And then another 10 are Free Staters. And we will have people say things like, openly say things to us and on the microphone say things like, well, you know, these Free Staters are here wasting our time. You know, they don't want us there at all. And it's funny, too, because on one hand, they complain when we do outside of the system stuff. So if we're in Central Square smoking cannabis with Rich's 420 celebrations, they'll complain because we're not working through the system. But then when we actually go and work through the system, they complain because we're working through the system.
And they're amorphous in that way, in that, you know, you get attracted from so many different directions that... you know, one group of people can be saying, oh, yeah, I work within the system. And, of course, anybody who's actually involved with the system doesn't want us there. Because
exactly.
We want to cut down their power. And what I was going to say is that, you know, by voting, you know, it is similar to inflation in that by, well, let's put it this way. When you don't vote, you give those people who continue to vote a larger slice of a fixed-sized pie, and that means they're going to get more. So I definitely believe that I'm supporting Rand Paul for the Republican nomination, and I expect to support Gary Johnson for the presidency.
No, he's running against our own Daryl W. Perry for the Libertarian nomination.
I'm supporting Daryl Perry right now. I think, you know, hopefully we'll get him in the debates and everything and, in the Libertarian debates anyway.
Yeah, you can count on him being in the Libertarian debate. I don't know if any other debates are going to let any Libertarians in, no matter who they are.
Well, I would say
that
the Gary
NASA
Johnson
party has
is...
a token system too, you know, where you have to get a certain amount of support from delegates. It's not as open as it ought to be, but I think,
gotcha.
You can get him in there.
See, I think Gary Johnson is much more likely to be allowed on the stage for a national debate than Daryl would be, because he does have some connections in the system, and I think it's...
but that won't get him on the stage, because you actually have to poll at like 15% prior to even being invited to one of those official debates. I'm sorry, what was that, Starchild?
Oh, I just said the so-called Commission on Presidential Debates, which is entirely a creature of the Democrat Republican parties, doctors the rules as they go whatever they accept them at in order to keep out
If Gary Johnson was polling at 14%, they'd probably all of a sudden change the rules, worried that he would actually end up getting that 15%. They'd probably up it to 20%.
Well,
or something
if his support in the polls gets big enough, then they have to let him on the stage.
You'd be surprised.
Split it.
Hey, Starchild, I know you had another point. Stand by. We'll continue with your list of reasons to vote. 855 450 free. As a libertarian, if you're a socialist, you could stay home. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Right now, voting on the table for discussion. We can talk about Venezuela, self-driving trucks. There's all kinds of interesting things in the news. With you in the studio, though, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And I want to invite you to save big time on your next Amazon purchase and every Amazon purchase you make after that. How do you do this, you ask? Well, with SaveItPurse.com. You go to SaveATPurse, SaveItPurse.com, and get signed up for an account there. It's something you can do right now. You don't need to have your Bitcoin yet, but you will need to have Bitcoin eventually, because SaveItPurse.com only works with Bitcoin. So you pay with Bitcoin and you get huge discounts. And I'm no joke. I'm talking 20, 25, 30, 45%. This is all possible with SaveAtPurse.com. Now, my highest discount has been 40%, but Mark's son just got 45% off a Lego set through Amazon by using SaveAtPurse.com. So you can save big time. And the more patient you are, the more you can save. So the average purchase is 20% off discount in the United States at SaveAtPurse.com. And if you do a 20% off, it's probably going to be filled within a few hours of you putting the request in. million. If you ask for 40%, you might be having to wait a few days for that one to get filled. So if you're in a super rush, you can use Purse Instant and save 5% and not have to wait at all. So it's just an incredible tool that makes it really worthwhile to think seriously about getting some Bitcoins, because you can save big time. So you save at purse.com and you enter through that URL. Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of any purchases you make through the site from that point forward. So save at purse.com. Starchild is back with us here listening in San Francisco. Starchild, you were giving us some reasons why you think that people should vote. There's a certain contingent of people within the Liberty Movement who are, they'll always talk out against voting. They'll say that it empowers the system, that it's, you're consenting to the process, you're consenting to being ruled. What was it? I don't know if you want to rebut those points or make the other point.
No, actually, it is specifically one of those points, Ian, that I was going to address the last thing I was going to mention here. That is the idea that you're somehow giving consent. You know, this argument always reminded me a lot of the statists who say, well, you know, you've consented to taxation and government rule and whatever because of the social contract, you know, that you know, they can't point to any actual contract that exists. And similarly, the people that don't want you to vote can't point to any contract that you're signing when you vote that says you support the system or anything
right.
like that. It's a similar mm-hmm. kind of a myth. And when people, vote towards more freedom for damage control and so on, it's like you could analogize if somebody mugs you on the street, you know, and you say, hey, you know, would you, you know, take the money and the credit cards, but leave me the rest of the stuff in the wallet so I don't have to go through the hassle of replacing all my ID and everything. You know, you're not consenting, you know, to the mugging just because you offered an opinion on some of the way in which it should proceed.
Yeah.
If they're going to do it, right? And so I think that analogy applies to voting.
Yeah, that argument was actually made in court by a rapist who claimed that his victim requesting that he use a condom was somehow consent
to the rape.
And that was shut down pretty quickly, and even the courts got that one right.
And by the way, Rich, thanks so much for standing strong and you know, your whole jail saga. I'm so glad you're out of jail and you were able to do it without turning, you know, states and informants as they wanted you to. So, you know, you guys are all doing great work up there in New Hampshire, and I really appreciate it.
So you're a pretty big mainstay.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, thank you, Starchild. You're a mainstay out there in San Francisco, and obviously you just benefited from the inclusion of Derek J, who is our former Monday night co-host.
I haven't talked to him yet, but W. Barker gave me the heads up on that, and I responded. And you know, Derek, I guess is interested in having me on his show. He's still doing.
Yeah,
it.
Totally. He hosts, for our listeners that don't know, Derek J is a former Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear from him. We got our meeting actually Saturday is our monthly LPSF meeting. I'd love to see him in person.
Yeah, let me let our listeners know. Derek J is a former host of Free Talk Live. He is the host now of Flaming Freedom, and has been for a while, which is a super gay, liberty-friendly talk show, and I'm sure that he'd love to have you on. What were you saying, Rich?
It's super.
Yes, it is. Super.
But let's see.
God, I'm doing one show. So, Starchild, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Oh,
I do appreciate hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire one of these days. Our toll-free number is 855-453. The good news is we lost to Derek, but there are two new movers coming to New Hampshire from San Francisco, so we traded one for two.
Oh, groovy.
Not bad.
Groovy.
Not bad at all. If you don't know what we're talking about, you can go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about the Free State Project. If you love freedom, you really owe it to yourself to check out freestateproject.org. That's the reason why you moved here. Was it from Michigan, Rich, or were you in Florida?
I'm originally from Michigan. I lived most of my adult life in Florida, but technically I moved here from South Carolina.
I also moved from Florida, and people are coming from all around the globe because freedom matters, and it works. Activism works better when you have numbers. When you have more activists than the Republicans and Democrats do, that's a game changer. And we're not quite there yet here in New Hampshire, but I would argue we probably have more activists combined than one side or the other. I bet we have more Free Staters in state than active Republicans or active Democrats. I don't know how you calculate it.
I would say that's probably true for... I would say that there is more activity by the Free State community by an order of magnitude than there is from the traditional community, though. I mean, we're out there constantly living our philosophy and sharing our philosophy, and, you know, the Democrats and Republicans aren't that dedicated. But
it's true.
They've got the advantage that they have been validated by the government schools, the government electoral system, which is horribly rigged.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's a lot easier to sell the ideas of libertarianism when the Libertarian Party gets 5% in an election than if they get 1% in the election, especially if that's a sudden jump, because all of a sudden libertarianism starts trending in places that it's never trended before. It can become a lot more of a topic of discussion, you know, and that's another point. The other thing that I wanted to say about working political campaigns was it's a great opportunity to take people who are very close to you politically and maybe have never been. For example, there are Rand Paul Republicans who used to be neocons, and now they're thinking this Rand Paul guy is pretty good for whatever reason. They saw something in their life that made them say, okay, I like this Rand Paul guy better than the old neocons. Well, if you can get to know those people as, say, a party libertarian or as an anarchist, they've now moved a lot closer to your position, and they're open to change at that moment.
And we're seeing that happen here in New Hampshire, where a lot of the Republicans, and to a lesser extent some of the Democrats, are hanging around with Free Staters. They're spending social time with these liberty activists. Free Staters, by and far, are very principled libertarians or out-and-out voluntarists and, you know, anarchists. And just having that social time with these guys, spending the time with them rather than them spending time with neocons, is incredibly valuable in bringing them our direction.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing is you get to get the little things in. A lot of times people aren't convinced during the heat of debate.
Sure.
Okay? They're convinced by the offhand remark when they're not debating. Because when you're debating, your armor is on.
Yeah.
When you're not debating, something can catch you by surprise, make you laugh, and all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, that's true.
So you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the self-driving truck hits the highways. It's here, and I'm talking big trucks. And also, what's going on in Venezuela, and how does it relate to Austrian economics? Well, not at all. We'll tell you more. It's Free Talk Live.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here and bring up whatever you'd like. You can also discuss anything that we've already talked about. Maybe the politician, the hypocrite, who was busted after being anti-cannabis for actually possessing it. Of course, I love those stories. I mean, they come up so often where these politicians, the ones that scream the loudest about the war on drugs and how badass of a drug warrior they are, and also the ones who are homophobic as well. They're the ones that get caught in the bathroom with their aide, or the anti-drug ones get caught with some sort of drugs. You just gotta love those stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ian and Rich in the studio here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the self-driving truck is here. It's hitting the roads as a test in Germany right now. Also, more about Venezuela, which is a topic I just, you know, am fascinated by, like a train wreck. We'll get into all that. You can join us here again, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. It's 855-450-3733. So, the self-driving truck, the AFP reporting from Berlin, Berlin. I messed it up. It's
Berlin. Germany, and Berlin, New Hampshire.
Right, I'm so used to pronouncing the New Hampshire version of it. Berlin, Germany. Automaker Daimler said it has trialed a self-driving truck under real traffic conditions for the first time. They announced this about a week ago on a motorway in southern Germany. The truck has smart systems, including radar, cameras, active speed regulators, and works without a human driver, although one does have to be in the driver's seat and take the wheel if necessary. At this point, at least, the standard Mercedes-Benz Actros, fitted with the intelligent Highway Pilot system, traveled 14 kilometers, about 9 miles, on the A8 motorway with a driver in the cabin but his hands off of the wheel. Quote, today's premiere is a further important step toward the market maturity of autonomously driving trucks and toward the safe, sustainable road freight transport of the future, said Wolfgang Bernhard, board member responsible for Daimler Trucks and Buses. Safe testing in real traffic is absolutely decisive for the development of this technology to market maturity. We're now able to proceed with this, he said, and he was the guy who sat in the driver's seat for the 14-kilometer test. Daimler unveiled the technology in May in Nevada on the iconic Hoover Dam, an hour's drive from Vegas. The truck in Friday's trial, the world's first series production autonomous truck, drove between Stuttgart and the town of Deckendorf in the southwestern state of Baden-Württemberg, where Daimler is headquartered. A totally self-driving truck without the need for human monitoring is still a long way off, however. Daimler compared the highway pilot to a plane's autopilot. It's able to steer the truck by itself, while the driver retains full responsibility, needs to monitor the traffic at all times, and must be able to intervene at any time. I mean, obviously, it's important for someone to be there at this point in the development, but, you know, when they say it's a long way off before we have completely autonomous trucks on the road, what's a long way? 10 years? I mean, that's not that long in the scheme of things.
Yeah, of course, the other issue is, I think that co-pilots or co-drivers, the humans who ride around in automated cars, will probably tend to find themselves going to sleep an awful lot. So, you know, I would expect that these AIs are going to have to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, at this point, it would obviously be very difficult for the AI to maneuver difficult turning and, like, you know, going into the back of the delivery areas of various different stores, which requires...
Going around an accident or through a construction area,
yeah.
I think, would be some really difficult stuff to handle as a programmer.
Well, these are the things that they've been doing with a Google car. I'm sure you've heard that Google has itself a self-driving car and that they have tested this thing for countless miles now at this point. And they do have ways using cameras and radar detection systems, which it sounds like this truck is outfitted with. They do have ways of kind of dealing with the unexpected, dealing with the kid running out into the road in front of the vehicle, or dealing with a disabled car in the right lane, or whatever. They do have ways of detecting and handling that already, and there's no doubt there's challenging programming involved in that, but, you know, we're kind of already there.
In the computer business, we used to say that we can handle all of the expected, unexpected conditions, but as for the unexpected, unexpected conditions, you're on your
own. Good luck. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, this is going to require a lot of testing, I'm sure, certainly before any government is going to allow a pilotless vehicle on the roads. But it's interesting. It was funny, too, because I was just this week watching a video review of the old Stephen King movie, God, what is it called? I'm spacing out right now. There's these trucks that have been taken over by some kind of alien spacecraft or whatever, and
Overdrive.
Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
Maximum Overdrive with Emilio Estevez.
The short story was under a different name, though, I think. But yeah,
okay,
Maximum Overdrive was definitely the movie.
With the AC/DC soundtrack,
yeah.
And the trucks that are driving themselves around. And that's here now. Like, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually got Dave on the line here in Michigan. Let's see what he has to add into the discussion. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave?
Well, my wife works for a major auto company here driving a forklift, and they have those driverless vehicles driving around the plant all over the place.
Wow.
And she had a big load. She drives a big Hilo forklift with 7,500-pound capacity, and she said she was driving down the aisle, where she was supposed to be, and she seen this thing. It was stopped with a load, with its own load. I don't know all those details, but she said she watched. She was wondering, what's this thing going to do? And as soon as she got within range, it took off and headed right for her. It crashed into her forklift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she had this full load raised up high, and the boom tipped back and her vehicle was out of commission. And
was she all right?
She didn't get hurt, but that load was hanging. It was dangling. It could have fallen right on her cage.
Oh, my gosh. So, that's terrible.
Yeah, and then everybody, you know, all these bigwigs in the plant came and they said, oh, you know, we know. I mean, my wife has a perfect driving record. She's been driving for 40 years. She, you know, hasn't had any issues on the road and never had an issue in the plant. And they all said, we know, you know, this happens and it's their fault. It's this vehicle's fault. Then the next day she had to go in. She wrote her own report at home, you know. Mm-hmm. And then brought it back with her, and they gave her 3 days off and disciplined her.
Wow, acting like it was the robot's fault?
It was her fault.
Excuse me, that it was her fault, that the robot was infallible?
That's right. And even though the other bigwigs said, the safety guys, they said they wrote reports in her favor, and she still got 3 days off.
Wow.
And they wanted to take her license, and the day she went back, she was in her dock area, and she pulled up to check some parts that someone told her to go move some parts that it really wasn't her job, and it was very unusual that they asked her to do that. And so she went, got out of her high-low and checked the parts, and then she got back in her high-low, and she was sitting there, and here comes another one of these vehicles, and she thought, okay, what is this thing going to do? She was parked. It came right towards her and hit her forks.
Again?
Again. The day she went back. This just happened. This was this week.
Well, James Bond used to say that once is happenstance, twice is circumstance, and three times is enemy action. So,
Dave, thanks for sharing that story. That's pretty spooky, and I appreciate your call here tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, that's private property, so if somebody wants to have a robot car or a robot forklift puttering around, then that's fully within their rights to do. But, man, that sounds like they got some bugs to work out.
Yeah, well, of course, the other thing is there are periodic problems with human operators
who
show up and hit things. So you can't compare the machine to the perfect operation. You have to compare the machine to the real world.
Right.
And it may well be, even when these trucks cross the line to be safer than human drivers, there will still be cases in which the trucks malfunction and somebody dies, and somebody's going to have to be watching the statistics and seeing how often that is.
That would be interesting to see. I suspect that they're already probably more safe than human drivers, but I guess I'm sure there are people that are looking at
that. If it was nothing but robot drivers, it would probably be safer than human drivers.
Yeah, you might be right. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. It's free. Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Lyanna, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Lyanna's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.